Message number 1. First message from the Virgin Mary. Monday, November 8, 2010 at 15:30. Announcing the future prophecies still to be received by private visionary who had no idea as to what she was being asked to do at this point. My child, you have a responsible job to do and you must not let anyone stop you. The truth has to get out. You have been chosen to do this work. My child, stay strong. Look to God above for guidance to do my work. You have all the saints working with you. The figures, see end of message, you saw are all there to help you spread my infinite messages for all the world to hear. You are being guided. You won't find it easy, but you love to persevere. What is happening has all been foretold. You are an instrument in communicating the Word of God to all of His children. Never forget God loves all His children, including those sinners who have offended Him. Beg for mercy for each and every one of you. The Holy Family will reunite. Pause. At that point I was surprised, so I asked Our Lady, "Have I got this part right?" She smiled gently and continued, "Pick up your pen, that's right, and spread the truth before it is too late. These messages are of divine origin and must be respected. I trust you to make sure that they are delivered effectively to a disbelieving world. It is most important that you stay strong for my beloved son. I know you suffer for him, with him, and through him. Rejoice, because this is good. You are blessed, my child, to have been chosen for this work. Stay strong. Pray for guidance every day. You will get stronger as time goes by. Do not fear. I am with you and your family every day. You are being filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can unveil the truth about my Father's plan on earth. My child, cast your doubts aside. You are not imagining this divine message. Scriptures foretold are about to unfold. Pray for all God's children. My dearly beloved son hurts so much every day. He is tormented by the sins of man. His suffering has reached unprecedented levels not experienced since his death on the cross. You have the energy and spirit required with God's blessing to carry out your mission. Your purification is complete. You are ready for the battle that awaits you. Go now, my child. Put on your armor. Stand with your head held high and help fight the evil one. Do not despair from time to time if you feel isolated. You have all the angels and saints, including Pope John Paul II, Saint Faustina, and Saint Joseph, guiding you every step of the way. Thank you, my child, for the faith you have shown. You are a fighter and very much loved by God the Father and my dearly beloved Son. You are one with Jesus and your hand is being guided by the Holy Spirit. Go now, my child, to do the work using all the tools available to you at this most important time in the history of mankind. God bless you, my child. Your loving mother in Christ. Mary, Queen of the Earth. The figures referred to are the images of various saints who appeared to the visionary during the private apparition, but she had no idea as to who they were until later, other than those identified above, for example Pope John Paul II, Saint Faustina, and Saint Joseph, and two other figures which are unidentified.